I do not know what there was in the way he told me this that extraordinarily suggested the violence of his desire. It was disconcerting and rather horrible. His life was strangely divorced from material things, and it was as though his body at times wreaked a fearful revenge on his spirit. The satyr in him suddenly took possession, and he was powerless in the grip of an instinct which had all the strength of the primitive forces of nature. It was an obsession so complete that there was no room in his soul for prudence or gratitude. "But why did you want to take her away with you?" I asked. "I didn't," he answered, frowning. "When she said she was coming, I was nearly as surprised as Ströva. I told her that when I'd had enough of her, she'd have to go, and she said she'd risk that." He paused a little. "She had a wonderful body, and I wanted to paint her nude. When I'd finished my picture, I took no more interest in her."
"And she loved you with all her heart."
He sprang to his feet and walked up and down the small room. "I don't want love. I haven't time for it. It's weakness. I am a man, and sometimes I want a woman. When I've satisfied my passion, I'm ready for other things. I can't overcome my desire, but I hate it. It imprisons my spirit. I look forward to the time when I shall be free from all desire and can give myself without hindrance to my work. Because women can do nothing except love, they've given it a ridiculous importance. They want to persuade us that it's the whole of life. It's an insignificant part. I know lust. That's normal and healthy. Love is a disease. Women are the instruments of my pleasure. I have no patience with their claim to be helpmates, partners, companions.